There's wholesome organic food, and you shouldn't have to drive across town or spend all of your hard-earned cash to get it. Door-to-Door Organics brings you fresh organic fruits, vegetables, and groceries delivered straight to your door at a price you can afford. It's simple, convenient, affordable, and healthy. For delivery throughout Colorado, Michigan, the East Coast, and Kansas City, go to DoorToDoorOrganics.com. For $5 off your first order, use the coupon code 1360. That's DoorToDoorOrganics.com. Eat better, shop less.
Through no fault of their own, many people may be hurting this holiday season. Do what you can to help by donating food, clothing, toys, or money to your local church, civic group, or favorite charity. Let's make this a nice holiday for everyone. That's from Terry and her fine family and staff at Teresa's Not Just Eateros at 141 East 4th Street in Loveland. Call 663-9594. That's 663-9594. Or stop in for great food and great atmosphere and a great staff. They're on the air because they care and are wishing everyone a safe, happy, and healthy holiday season.
Bill of Rights, Article 1. Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of a religion, or prohibiting the free exercise thereof, or abridging the freedom of speech or of the press, or the right of the people peaceably to assemble and to petition the government for a redress of grievances. Article 2. A well-regulated militia, being necessary to the security of a free state, the right of the people to keep and bear arms, shall not be infringed.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, I can hear it. I just want to briefly actually comment on this so-called terrorist attack on the airliner. You know, before we get into the regular programming this morning, we have a special guest as usual. But, you know, there's something terribly wrong with this story. This young man, a Nigerian, who tried to explode a bomb as the plane was descending into the United States, and question, why didn't he explode the bomb out over the Indian Ocean? Well, over the Atlantic Ocean. Well, it wasn't really a bomb. It was something that would burn. And so basically, he lights himself on fire. Now, why would any rational person do that? Well, supposedly he was associated with Al-Qaeda. Well, that's at least what we're told. And I don't doubt that's true. In fact, his father had reported him as being associated with radical Islam. He was on a watch list. We have all these watch lists, but they put him on a terror watch list, but not on a flight watch list. So why are we allowing somebody who is a known terrorist to fly? Why isn't he checked specifically? Why, if they really wanted to explode a bomb, didn't they put it in his luggage? He could have had a little cell phone with him and triggered the impulse down to the bomb in the belly of the plane. Why would he strap an incendiary device that'll do nothing more than burn his legs to himself, you know, if they were really trying to bring down the plane? And, or is this all a facade like the Reed, the mad shoe bomber, who puts a CD4 into his shoe and trying to light a fuse some years ago, but that's not how you trigger CD4. You have to have a blasting cap. CD4, you can burn it within. But in fact, they used to use CD4 in the camps, you know, for heat to burn it. But it doesn't explode. It has to have an explosive device to set it off. You mean to tell me these wicked terrorists, none of them know that? Well, I'm sure that some of them do. But remember, these people were trained by our government. And I've talked to people who trained the Mujahideen, who became the terrorists. They were trained right here in the United States during the Afghan War. And if there is really a threat from terrorism, and we had not thoroughly infiltrated al-Qaeda, why haven't we sealed our borders to keep the wicked Islamic terrorists from coming into this country? And why have there been no serious attacks? I mean, certainly this guy who wants to burn off his own leg is not a serious attack in an airplane, especially when he waits until the plane is descending in the United States. The story just doesn't ring true, and especially when we had a story last night on 60 Minutes by some ex-FCIA agent who was there when we first attacked Afghanistan, and actually within 6 weeks we'd, for all intents and purposes, defeated the Taliban, and we'd done it with about five units of 12 men of special forces and about 100 members of the CIA and air power. So then why do we bring in all the troops to fight there for 9 long years when we had already defeated Taliban within the first 6 weeks? And the gentleman said on 60 Minutes, we knew where Osama bin Laden was on several occasions, but I couldn't get permission to kill him. I could not get permission from Washington to kill him. I thought that's why we went there to Afghanistan, to capture or kill Osama bin Laden. But they wouldn't let the CIA do it. I wonder why. Well, I'll tell you why. Because they needed Osama bin Laden to justify the war. And this whole thing is as phony as can be. And we're financing the Pakistanis that are financing the ISI, that are financing al-Qaeda and the Taliban. It's like Vietnam all over again. Well, that is the background, though. Let's get to our special guest this morning, Barry Shammers. Hi, Barry. How are you doing?
Pretty good, thanks.
You pick up this story at your end and what's going on in the Holy Land.
Well, it's related. There are really tremendous proof of American coordination with the more radical elements. I don't know what more radical is of the PLO, but they have moderate and radical, and it's all a facade, of course, but nonetheless, there's been some very, very serious incidents where the American government has just been caught breaking the law for the PLO. Now, there's one incident that can't be ignored. It's now being reported by the Jerusalem Post and other legitimate newspapers. We stress legitimate. Where a United States diplomatic car with Keith Dayton. He's the general training the PLO forces and American security coordinators. On November 13th, they arrived at Gilboa Crossing, where you're supposed to tell guards why you're on the road. It's a border crossing. But the car didn't do that. In fact, if this report is right, we're talking about attempted murder here. What the driver, Keith Dayton in the car, this is important. The car refused to roll down its window, refused to present identity papers, purposely blocked the crossing, but made indecent gestures at the female guards. But this is the big one. Tried running over one of the Israeli security guards. Now, this again, is an official American security car. I guess you call diplomatic car. Nonetheless, they have to obey the laws of the land they're in and certainly not try and run down somebody. And this is being investigated in Israel. Again, I never saw the word attempted murder in it, but, I hear music already.
Well, remember, of course, for our listeners, the United States is training the terrorist PLO over there. It's financing the terrorist PLO. Why are we doing that? The best enemy, money could buy for financing it. We'll We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
The people who are controlling the government of America are the same people who are trying to control your family's health care. You can sit quietly by and accept their plan, or you can take responsibility for your health. What would happen if you could no longer obtain the medications you're now taking? Would you be forced to join the ranks of corrupt agents just to purchase the medicine? If you're one of the thousands of concerned citizens who would like to know more about a natural way, God's way to help, drop by the Green Herb for a natural solution and all the information you need to make an intelligent decision. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com. Come by the Green Herb, located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado, on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling. Or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. And be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
Keene Research and Development of 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette reminds us that nothing ruins a holiday celebration like a friend or a loved one who gets into an accident after a party. During this special time of year, let's make an early resolution not to let a loved one drive if they've had a bit too much of those holiday spirits. That's from Barry and his family and staff at Keene Research and Development, where they're always working to make our area a safer place to live, work, and raise a family. That's your friends at Keene Research and Development, 1309 Alexandria Street in Lafayette. If you've had your hand on the bottle, keep your foot off the throttle and have a safe and happy holiday season.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Well, I just stand back here at the American Freedom Network. Our guest is Barry Shamish. They're telling us about this automatic car in Israel. Apparently, it city tried to go through a border crossing without identifying itself. Tried to run down one of the Israeli border guards. Pick up the story there, Barry. What's this really all about?
Well, what's it all about? It's they don't respect Israeli borders. I mean, that's certainly what it's all about. Now, this is a police issue, but I suspect the order will be given to the police to bury this, and you'll never hear about it again. But it's more than just a sign. Now, I'm going to quote another major newspaper before we go into news that I'm more aware of personally, and that's the London Guardian. The London Guardian produced a story this week. Apparently last week the American Congress, if you can believe this, approved a foreign aid package that includes the Palestinian Authority and gives it $500 million. I'm not sure if you're aware of this, but whatever the state of the United States may be financially, you found $500 million to give to the PLO last week. Now, what the Guardian says is this money is going to be used by the CIA, in part anyways, by the CIA to work using torture. This is straight from the London Guardian. Just keep that in mind. Palestinian human rights groups made the charge that the CIA is authorizing torture. And it's, in the worst case, they are teaching torture. Now, they accuse the CIA of ordering Palestinian forces, let's just say the relation, this is a quote, the relationship between the CIA and the two Palestinian agencies involved, the Preventative Security Organization and the General Intelligence Service, is said by officials that the American agency, the CIA, appears to be supervising the Palestinians' work. There, that's a direct quote. Now, keep this in mind, that this $500 million is going directly into the new fledgling Palestinian Authority army trained by General Keith Dayton, who was in the car that tried to run over this Israeli security guard. There, needless to say, there is something very, very wrong with these two articles. Article number one is that Dayton, I don't know if he gave the order, probably did, to order an Israeli security guard run over. But according to The Guardian, Dayton is taking money and working with the CIA to teach the Palestinian Authority to use torture. Now, again, I want to stress this. This is very serious news. These are very serious charges. But these are major newspapers. The Post and The Guardian, I imagine, watch out for libel. This being the case, you gave $500 million to the PA to train an army by General Keith Dayton, who tried to run over a security guard, and the money is being funded to supervise and teach torture. Were you aware of this?
Well, I'm not in the least bit surprised. Everybody's much more concerned about, you know, Tiger Woods at marital infidelities than the fact that the official policy of the United States is one of torture. But, you know, I remember when George Bush went on television and said, America would never authorize torture. We would never do that. And everybody said, well, the president said it must be true. And yet, of course, now it comes out, George Bush lied once again to the American people. But where's the outrage? And what bothers me, Barry, is there is no moral outrage. Can you name one religious leader in America who's ever come out strongly and criticized President Bush for authorizing torture? And now it's the official policy. Now, not only the Bush administration, but the Obama administration. Go right ahead.
Well, Obama and Congress only passed the $500 million giveaway to the Palestinian Authority. And again, U.S. Army General Keith Dayton, the trainer, on condition that it stops torture. But I guess once the money is released, who is there to oversee this condition? Apparently, according to these two serious news items, nobody. But now we get into an area where I'm more familiar. And there was a terror attack in Israel 3 days ago. A rabbi, his name was Rabbi Meir Chai, he lived in Shavei Shomron, was murdered in a shooting attack near his home. Now, the real problem with that is that under American pressure, the roadblock between Shavei Shomron and Tulkarem was torn down about 2 or 3 weeks ago. And once it was torn down, well, the terrorists came in, used the road, and shot up the rabbi. It became very messy. Because the Palestinian forces will not arrest their own. Israeli forces went into Nablus a day and a half ago and killed the... Well, how did they know who the murderers were so quickly? That's, I guess, a security secret, but they killed the three shooters of the rabbi. And, well, what do you know? The Palestinian Authority President Fayyad, Salam Fayyad, goes to the homes of all three and consoles the family of murderers. I mean, this is from the top. The order had to come from the top to murder an Israeli rabbi.
But now, Barry, we have thoroughly infiltrated all the terrorist organizations in the world. There's not one of them that is not infiltrated by American agents, just as they have them in every American city here, watching our citizens. So they've infiltrated all of the terrorist organizations. I mean, who's funding all of these organizations? You don't have a massive worldwide terrorist movement that isn't being funded, we've already pointed out. why we're funding the terrorist PLO. But go right ahead.
Well, $500 million is a lot of funding.
Right. Well,
it's only a couple of bullets in a car that's needed. Nonetheless,
Pakistan that funds the Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. We wouldn't have Al-Qaeda and Taliban if they weren't getting money. You can't have a massive terrorist organization with thousands of members who have no jobs unless somebody's putting up the money. So we put up the money, the best enemy money could buy.
Well, the killer of the rabbi, the killing organization, was the PLO.
Sure.
The Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade, of which, of course, Keith Dayton has trained numerous soldiers of the Al-Aqsa Martyrs Brigade under the rubric of the Palestinian forces. They go back home and after being trained in Jordan by Dayton, they join Al-Aqsa and they kill Israelis. Now, the real problem is that somehow Israel knew who they were immediately, and because they didn't trust the Palestinian forces trained by Keith Dayton, they had to go into Nablus by themselves and try to arrest them. In fact, they killed all three of the murderers. Now, a lot of people are telling me this looks like a setup. In fact, Palestinian suckers are they're killing people with Israeli knowledge, but I have no personal information on that score. I'm just telling you what the rumors floating around are, and we leave it at that.
Well, I'll tell you why the Israelis kill them, because if they capture them, well, they're going to turn them loose. They're talking about turning loose 1,000 terrorists and murderers to get back one Israeli soldier. Is there anybody out there in the listening audience who believes that that is logical? Why would you even be considering giving up 1,000 people to get one back? One for one, maybe two for one, three for one, but 1,000 for one? So they don't dare simply capture these killers. They've got to kill them, otherwise they'll be released again. And then they prisoner exchange, and the Israelis get one prisoner, and the Palestinians get back 1,000 prisoners. Something's wrong with the picture, Barry.
Well, the picture gets even more complicated when the U.S. administration, this comes it may as well come from the president's office. The U.S. administration has told the Israelis that if the deal for Shalit's release is completed, the U.S. wants to see Fatah prisoners released as well. Now, what's it their business, first of all? I mean, what is it America's business? What is Israel's perfectly horrible prisoner release involves Fatah prisoners? Why would they even consider a request like that when, of course, they're dealing with Hamas, which supposedly hates Fatah and so forth? But nonetheless, what the U.S. official, he is now quoted, by the way, in Haaretz, "We are telling the Israelis that President Abbas, his situation needs to be mitigated." In other words, we want his prisoners released as well. By the way, I was on your show a couple weeks back when I said that Abbas, whose administration comes to an official end this January, I said they would find a way to make him to continue without elections or anything democratic, of course, continue Abbas's administration, and they did that. 2 weeks ago, Abbas announced that due to pressures, he is staying on as the president of the Palestinian Authority beyond his official date of release this January, when there were supposed to be new elections and so forth. But the key again is that America is not just supporting the terrorism. I mean, it was General Dayton who's trained the killers of Rabbi Meir Chai, That was American training that resulted in it. Well, really, he's a very loved and beloved rabbi in the West Bank. It caused a lot of bitter feelings, and eventually, of course, it caused Israeli forces to go into Nablus and shoot the three killers. It was really, it looks like a small incident. One dead, there's worse terrorism. It was actually a tremendous irritant and hate, a hate causer. That's putting it mildly. Israelis don't like their rabbis being murdered, and the PLO doesn't like their murderers being murdered, and it just stirs the pot.
That's what it's all about. You've got to keep people angry at one another, get them to hate one another. That's the only way you can keep the conflict going.
Well, they're doing a very, very good job, then.
Of course they are. They're experts at it. I mean, they're doing everything they can to get the American people to hate the people, the rulers of Iran. We've got to go to war with Iran, and we've got to go. And I know you don't think it's going to happen, but...
It's not.
We'll just wait.
For tactical reasons, as much as anything else. An operation without American cooperation is simply out of the question. As long as America's in Iraq, Israel's not going to Iran. However,
I hope and pray you're right and I'm wrong. We go right ahead.
Well, if Israel actually made it to Iran without the Americans sending up squadrons of fighter planes to knock down Israeli planes, Israel and the United States would be at war over this operation.
You're absolutely right. So it's all make-believe. I think we've already given them permission to go ahead. Go right ahead. We'll be back in a moment with Barry Stemmer.
Have a wedding, New Year's party, business conference, seminar, or holiday event coming up and can't seem to find that place that brings affordability and excellence together? Look no further. Celebrate the season with the redesigned Sable Landing Event Center, now open for your special occasions. Easily accessible and conveniently located 1.5 miles east of I-25 off Highway 119 at the Longmont Firestone exit. Sable Landing will delight your senses and impress your guests with stunning holiday lights, a peaceful garden courtyard, and beautifully lit fountain. Attention to detail and outstanding service is yours. Don't wait. It's peak season, so reserve your place now. Call for your private showing and ask how KHNC listeners can save hundreds on booking your wedding and special event now. 303-651-6427. That's affordable excellence at Sable Landing Event Center. That's 303-651-6427.
Even in good times, adoptive parents often face more challenges than other families. When times get tough, these challenges can become overwhelming. But help is at hand for Colorado families that have adopted through the child welfare system. Since 2003, Colorado Post-Adoption Resource Center, COPARC for short, has assisted more than 2,000 families statewide with support, training, information, and financial aid. For each family, there is a story. For the family of two special needs siblings, COPARC means tutoring for their daughter and braces for their son. For the adoptive parents of five, COPARC means needed respite childcare so that they can attend a parenting seminar together. For the single adoptive mother of a son with autism, COPARC means finding the special services she needs to help her son relate to others. A helping hand, a network of support. COPARC is funded by Promoting Safe and Stable Families Program, Colorado Department of Human Services, Division of Child Welfare, and the Adoption Exchange. Visit adopttex.org or call 1-800-451-5246.
Clean Dirt Grain and Seed says that the upcoming holiday season is meant to be a time of joy and happiness. However, when tragedy occurs, it can be the saddest of time. Do yourself and your community a favor and remember to drive defensively, cautiously, and soberly. Make this holiday season a safe and special time of year. That's from Clean Dirt Grain and Seeds at 6530 Road 28.5 in Sterling. They're proud to be a sponsor of our holiday safe driving campaign and are on the air because they care and wish you all happy and safe holiday season.
We, the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Hello, I'm back here at the American Network, and our guest is Amish. Before we go on, Barry, I'd like you to tell our listeners how they can get your book, how they get your keys, and how they can fight.
Sir.
Go right ahead.
Right. My books are very easy to get. Anyone with a computer, all you have to do is go to lulu.com. That's lulu.com. There's a little search box. Double-click books and then spell my name. Chamish. That's Chamish, and that'll take you to the books. And they're very easy. It takes me like a minute, and they're sent to my house within a week. Or you can download them for $5 into your computer. That's lulu.com. My website is barrychamish.com. And I have a new DVD, which I will finally send to you. It was not easy to produce. It took a long time, and people donated some money to get this thing out. I think I can finally get it to you next week. My DVDs are not at Lulu. You have to phone me, and you can invite me to speak as well. My number is 904-315-8079. That's 904-315-8079. All right, now back we go to, to making sure that the settlers, you know, if you are an Israeli, you must think the world has gone mad. It's so hard to keep up with the reality of what's being done to you.
Well, you know, in the case of the settlers, everybody knows something's wrong. But go ahead.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. They adjust to reality on a day-by-day basis. You think, well, we'll talk about the elections and what's going to be in the Knesset shortly, but it has nothing to do with the way people vote. But let's just do what's being done to the settlers by Europe now. Peace Now, which is entirely funded by governments and security agencies, and this is, even Israelis know that this is a foreign presence using Israelis, but nonetheless a foreign presence in their own country. Peace Now has set up a trap to lure, friends and neighbors and whoever else has people in Judea and Samaria building illegally. You know, and I guess, again, it's not building tall housing projects. It's like adding a porch, any sort of construction, anything. There's now a hotline to squeal on them, set up by Peace Now. Now, there is a slightly amusing part of this story in that the residents of Judea and Samaria have been blocking this hotline, reporting supposed violations to the point where if there are any real squealers out there, and if there are, they are of course working for the Israeli Secret Service. But neither here nor there, they wouldn't use the phone line. They can't use it anymore. There are so many phony calls. They reported that the caller's hobby is to release aggression. Yeah, and there are many funny incidents. According to Peace Now, one lady from Offa reported that she took chickens from her freezer and reported that to Peace Now. But it's not so amusing when you actually look at who is paying for the squealer line. The Zionist Organization of America, which, by the way, as near as I can figure, is not infiltrated. They released a news release over this hotline saying that Peace Now is a foreign presence in Israel, and they've traced where some of their money comes from. $1.2 million was given this year by Norway to Peace Now. Norway, which is truly Israel's worst enemy. We won't dive into the Oslo Accord and all this, but it's really underestimated just how rotten Norway is. But there are others. The EU gave $119,000 to Peace Now this year, and the British government gave $130,000, and Finland also gave some money. Peace Now is a very, very wealthy organization funded, look, forget the CIA, which undoubtedly funds them as well. Europe is funding them to millions of bucks a year for them to open up silly little peace lines. But nonetheless, within Israel, you have a foreign presence called Peace Now mucking up the country as much as they can, and it's not an Israeli homegrown anything. If it was Israeli homegrown with only Israeli money, it would be some guy in his office with a phone. And that's it. Maybe a few donors. He might have a 10,000 bucks a year from that's it. But the Europeans make sure it's a multi-million dollar organization used to muck up the lives of Israeli religious Jews.
Now,
that's what they did, the fish line.
What is Peace Now doing there? Are they running this squealer line, or what are they doing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, why else would I go through? Yes, they're running the squealer line, amongst many other things. But that's their latest project, squeal on your neighbor's line. That's what they used to do in Russia. They would have, like, five-year-old kids squealing on their parents in the early communist days. Actually, all the communist days, they would encourage in their schools the students to squeal on their parents, and many, many did. And that's what you've got in Israel today. You've got the old Russian provocateur trick at work through Peace Now.
Well, now, if I could just comment
sure.
The last Jesse Ventura program, Conspiracy Theory, they had something on InfoGuard. They've even got a website. It's an FBI, basically squealers unit set up all across America, where you wouldn't be part of this elite group getting special briefings from the government on what's going on, and in return, you squeal on anybody you want to. It's called InfraGard, InfraGard. Go to their website and then look at that last Jesse Ventura program where he actually interviews a couple of these people, including the FBI agent, one of them, or in charge of this whole thing, and they have a system of informers all across America. It's called InfraGard. These righteous citizens who think they're protecting us from the wicked terrorists by reporting everybody and everything. Go right ahead.
Yeah, well, I wish somebody would tell Jesse Ventura that the Rabin assassination has been thoroughly proven and get him to interview me.
Next time I see Jesse, I'll do just that.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing realistic preparedness supplies at affordable prices. Stop by, go online, or call 303-781-0343, 866-781-0343.
The people of Rush Housing Authority believe that respect and care for the elderly is important year-round.
With the busy holiday season upon us, we must remember our seniors. Remember by offering a helping hand with chores, giving rides, or simply taking time to visit and make sure they're safe. Letting them know you care could be the greatest gift you give this year. That's from the Brush Housing Authority, who say our area is a great place to live, work, and raise our families. That's the Brush Housing Authority. For more information on programs, call 842-5046.
Just a good old boy.
Hi, I'm Eric Cedarstrom. For over a decade, I've been the CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor of the Patriot Trading Group. And in that time, I've made friends with tens of thousands of like-minded individuals all over this country, most like me, trying to raise a family, run a business, and make sense out of a world gone mad. I'm proud of the fact that through stock bubbles, housing bubbles, and financial chaos, our customers are prospering and doing very well. By keeping our prices fair and our service fast, we find that 80% of our customers not only reorder, but they tell their friends. Don't be fooled by hype and high pressure. Do business with a company you can trust. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 1-800-951-0592 or check out our website at allamericangold.com. You'll be treated with honesty and respect. You have my word on it. I'm Eric Cedarstrom, CEO, shipping clerk, and janitor.
Making your way, the only way they know how.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here, our guest, Barry Shamish, and we're in the last segment of the program. Go right ahead, Barry.
Yeah, well, you're going to see a new government in Israel. It began with Netanyahu wooing six or seven members of the Knesset from Kadima. Now, remember, Kadima was formed by Ariel Sharon when the Likud did not back his... destruction of Gush Katif, of Jews in Gaza. When his party didn't back him, he formed Kadima, and then all the so-called moderates of the Likud and a few from Labor joined Kadima, and it became the moderate right party, supposedly. It's all a fraud anyways. But Netanyahu offered them cabinet portfolios and all kinds of stuff, and it looked like they were going to jump ship. And then, lo and behold, Netanyahu turns to Tzipi Livni, offers her, the right to join his government. She's going to accept. And Israel is going to have a government of Likud, Labor, and Kadima. And this is not what the people voted for. And I just keep telling people, don't vote. Don't have your hopes that your vote is going to change the government. It's rigged. Well, it's more than rigged now. The only people not in the government are going to be the right and the Arabs. No religious. You're just going to have, you're going to have a peace government led by the Likud, which the people of Israel did not vote into power. And this is coming up. Now, I've read the analyses of why Netanyahu would invite Kadima into the government, and many say it's because Israel is facing a catastrophic situation and that a unity government is the only way to face up to it. I've heard that a lot, actually. That's like a common analysis. I figure it's nothing like that. It's that Netanyahu wants a very rich and full government to absolutely screw the settlers. I think that's what's going on here. Of course, Israel is facing a catastrophic situation, but that's not why he's putting together a new government, which, by the way, will be the biggest government I can ever remember in Israel. I mean, this government will be unfallible when Kadima comes in. Now, meanwhile, in Israel, what's happening to the people is catastrophic. The National Council for Children released its annual report, and it's horrible. Boys enlisting in the IDF went down from 84% in 1992 to 75% in 2008. That's an 8% drop. Amongst girls, it was from 67.5 to 58.5. Again, you're talking about a 7-8% fall in the number of kids who want to be soldiers. And worse than that, instead of being soldiers, the kids are perpetrating crimes throughout the country. And at 70, well, between 2005 and 2008, the number of criminal cases against children in Israel rose more than 715%. 72.5% of the crimes were perpetrated against victims outside their family. You've got a youth breakdown, and now statistically, you've got a survey that says the Israeli youth have lost, well, are very quickly losing their morality, turning to crime and not serving in the army. If you read into this the way you should read into this, these are terribly scary, scary statistics.
Well, they are, but you're moving into a situation of moral anarchy in Israel, just like we're moving into a situation of moral anarchy in America.
Well, they've certainly lost faith in the people who run them, and they don't want to serve in their army, and they're perpetrating crimes against them. This is not the Israel that I lived in for 32 years. It was a very, very safe place where everyone served in the army, and this is a really very, very scary change. The youth are not, what a terrible generation is coming up, and they're going to be running this show. By the way, it couldn't be, they couldn't run it any worse. From that point of view, I guess there's nothing to worry about. You don't have to worry about the next generation being worse leaders than this generation. That is for sure. Nonetheless, they're not serving in, well, three quarters are now officially serving the Army. When I was in the Army, it was 90%. It's dropping so quickly. So quickly it's dropping. Now, I'm going to, finish off. I think we have a time problem. So I'm going to finish off with something that I think people should know about that's irrelevant to all this. We pretty well summarized American crimes against Israel, diplomatic crimes, $500 million to fund the PLO, which just murdered an Israeli rabbi, and it's an awful, awful situation that the United States is clearly serving the interests of the Palestinian Authority over Israel. Clearly and conclusively. But let's leave that issue and go on to something that I think you should know about. I've been getting these emails about a significant amount of oil has been found in Israel, in this case, in a well near the city of Rosh Ha'ayin. I lived about 15 miles from there, so in other words, my old city was sitting on a pool of oil, I suppose. You have to watch out for these hoaxes. These hoaxes have been going on for 30 years, where suddenly Israel is going to be awash in oil or natural gas, usually oil. What happens is that some Texas evangelical, using biblical texts as hints of where to dig for oil, announces that he has found a tremendous store of oil hidden in Israel, and then he goes and he gets new investors. Well, it's a fraud. There's no oil in Israel, and this was a fraud.
Hey, we're out of time. God bless. Barry, we'll talk to you later. Have a wonderful New Year. We'll talk to you next year.
This is George Flynn of Words of Freedom. iMoneyCoach.com's financial experts understand the forces that have brought our economy to where it is today and the difficult times ahead. For under $200, the online financial courses at iMoneyCoach.com will give you the power, insight, and tools you need to successfully navigate the coming financial storm. Gain thousands of dollars of training materials and videos in this 10-course program for under $200. Check out iMoneyCoach.com. That's iMoneyCoach.com.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Wildbirds Center takes this opportunity to remind area drivers the safe operation of a motor vehicle and the consumption of alcohol do not mix. When you do take to the road this holiday season, take along the three C's of safety: caution, courtesy, and common sense. That's from your friends at the Wildbirds Center, where Candace Stewart and staff are always working to make our area a safer place for our youth. For the highest quality products and friendly service, committed to education and conservation, call today, 758-7575. That's the Wildbirds Center at 1685 South Colorado Boulevard in Denver. Call 758-7575 and mention you heard this community announcement. They wish you all a happy season.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Back here at the American Freedom Network, and I hope you enjoy our discussion with Barry. Remember, it is not our government that is doing these things. It is financing the PLO, is financing the Pakistanis so they can finance Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, or building up communist China. It is the invisible government, this cabal that we talk about, which is based in the occult, that has seized control of our legitimate government and makes mockery out of this concept of representative government, and use bribes and threats to control the senators and congressmen to get them vote the legislation that the invisible government wants to get through. So to understand the invisible government, of course, you have to read my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness, and or watch the DVD, which incidentally is available on our website for free. If you go to RadioLiberty.com, scroll down to videos, scroll down to Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to hear my talk on the forbidden secret, because there is a secret that's been passed down for 5,000 years. You need to hear my talk on the financial Armageddon, on world revolution, on planned population control, on planned police state. They're all available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Let me suggest you start watching Jesse Ventura's conspiracy theory. It's available on the satellite. That's how we get it. On Truth Television, I think that's called, Truth Television. In fact, somebody commented that on the rider that they're putting up there, they have a little clip of me saying their goal is to destroy civilization. And that's absolutely true. That's what this is really all about. And you want to read what they say. You can read Agenda 21, which is available from the United Nations, or we can send you the one for Santa Cruz. We have it through my ministry, the Global Biodiversity Assessment, or you can get the summary of that in our Sustainable Development Syllabus. The Earth Charter, you need to get it, you need to read it. It is the master plan for what's going on. Certainly, Marie Strong laid the whole program out in an article in West Magazine that's included in our Sustainable Development Syllabus, where he openly talked about how he and a group of multi-millionaires and billionaires are going to destroy Western civilization, bring the whole system down. It's the only way to save the planet. Our number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-5-HIV-WAR. Please go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. And your job is to help us get the information out. And all you can do is tell people, get them to read the Earth Chart. If you don't have a copy, they're available on the Internet, or you can get them from Radio Liberty. If you get anything from us, just ask for a free copy of the Earth Charter. If you want to know how this whole thing is coordinated by the supernatural, you need to get the Workings of the Spiritual Hierarchy, a pamphlet put out by the Lucius Trust. It used to be the Lucifer Publishing House. Understand, this is not imaginary. It is real. You're only paranoid when you imagine people against you. There already are people intent upon destroying what was once the land of the free and the home of the brave. Until tomorrow at the same time, Dr. Stan, may the Lord be with you.
Now you can reach the American Freedom Network at our new P.O. Box, 1750 Johnstown, Colorado, 80534, or online at AmeriFree.com.